Hey, Heavenly Homemakers, thank you for living out God's calling to make your homes heavenly while striving toward your heavenly home. The Lord is working through you to bless so many people. As Laura addresses your questions in these next few minutes, we hope you are blessed with real-life help and that your spirit is uplifted.
Hi there, this is Laura Coppinger from HeavenlyHomemakers.com. Welcome to our podcast today. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about losing weight or maintaining a healthy weight. This email comes from Megan, and she writes, "Hi Laura, I'm a stay-at-home mom to two little children, 2 years and 3 months, and I love cooking for them and for my husband. In the last 2 years, I have changed a lot about my food habits to incorporate more whole, natural, nurturing foods. No doubt that the quality of our eating has really improved. I did not gain significant weight from making these changes, staying at a healthy size for my body type. I have a question for you though, and I'm hoping you can advise. I'm now 30 pounds over my healthy weight because I just had my second baby. I'm not a person who accidentally loses weight or loses it from breastfeeding, so I need to make a concerted effort to bring my weight back down to a healthy place. Have you learned any good tips for cooking the old-fashioned healthy way while purposefully losing weight? I want to note that this is not my attempt at being diet-obsessed. I'm actually not a dieter, and I'm happy being an average figure size, but I do think that 30 pounds over a healthy weight is not taking good care of myself, and it's not as attractive and feminine as I'd like to look either. Thanks for any advice you can offer. Megan." All right, well, Megan, I'm glad you asked this in particular because I get this question a lot, or just a similar question about losing weight, maintaining a healthy weight while eating a healthy diet, and what exactly that means, because we are so inundated with information about eating a low-fat diet or a low-carb diet in order to maintain a healthy weight or to lose weight. And if you've been reading my blog long, you will notice that I don't recommend a low-fat diet. My recipes call for butter and cream and all the good stuff, and I feel like those are healthy fats, and I recommend them highly. And so just to maybe answer some of the questions that I get from other emails as well regarding, can you really eat this much fat and not get fat? I can attest to the fact that you can, and I firmly believe that if you are eating a well-balanced, healthy diet of whole foods, real foods, that it is possible to maintain a healthy diet. I feel like the fats that cause health problems and cause overweight issues are the fats that we find at fast food places and vegetable oils. Hydrogenated oils is a big no-no that just I really, really recommend avoiding any kind of hydrogenated oil if possible, which is found in most processed foods. You won't find that in food that you make yourself because you don't put that in there. Ooh, except for if you use margarine, because that is generally hydrogenated. So don't use margarine. That is not a whole or real food. It is chemicals in a bucket is usually what I call it. I just don't recommend it. It is not a healthy fat. Butter, coconut oil, cream, whole milk. I do recommend those things because they are natural. They are real. You know, butter is made from cream, and cream comes from a cow, and we know exactly what those things are and where it comes from, and to me, it's a no-brainer. And this is also based off of quite a bit of research that I have done through the years to really understand what's healthy and what is not. So that is my quick, not answer to Megan's question, but just to go into a little detail on the fat issue. And so, regarding then ways to lose weight while eating a healthy whole foods diet, I will talk through some of the things that I've addressed in my Simple Steps to Healthy Eating series that I have been working through while I've been writing on the blog, because I think a lot of these things go hand in hand. If you're eating a healthy diet, then you're going to probably get to a healthy weight for yourself, because your body is going to be able to digest your food more easily. Your body is going to know what to do with the food that you are eating, and it's just naturally going to happen. And so I've seen that happen with people that I love and have watched change to a more natural whole foods diet, it's been exciting to watch. They're not dieting, they're not trying to lose weight, but they are losing weight because their bodies know what to do with the food they're eating. It's really neat. One of the biggest things I would suggest if you're really wanting to be serious about losing weight is to cut out the sugar. Sugar is a great way to keep extra pounds on or to gain extra pounds. I always notice if I have eaten too much sugar, that is when my pants start to get tight, and I don't like that very much. So that's always the first thing I work on. If I notice that my clothes are not fitting in the way that they are supposed to, cutting out sugar is the best thing to do, and even the natural sugar. If you're eating even the healthy sugars, the succanat, maple syrup, honey, the sugars that I recommend when I am writing out my recipes, that's better for you, and yet it's really, you still have to be cautioned to not go overboard with any of the sugars. Just make sure that if you are having sugar, and make sure that it is one of the healthier varieties, a non-processed sugar, but make it very, very seldom, and make it a special treat to have something that has sugar in it. And that's going to be my number one recommendation for the foods that you should cut out if you want to lose weight. Then the next thing I would say is to really focus on drinking water. And especially, Megan, you had mentioned that you are nursing, and so that's going to be important anyway to maintain a good diet while nursing. You need plenty of water, but just in general, to lose weight, to maintain a healthy weight, drinking a good amount of water to flush out your system, to make sure you're staying hydrated, and in general, just drinking water instead of other beverages, especially sugary ones, and even 100% juice can really add the calories, and they're almost empty calories because it's mostly your fructose, the sugar calories from the fruit. So I would say cut out almost all beverages, and cut out all beverages except for milk. I think it's okay to still drink milk, but you know, you don't want to be drinking a gallon of that a day either, because there is milk sugar in that. So I'd say just really focus on drinking water and cutting out most other beverages that are going to possibly be adding those hidden calories that you aren't maybe thinking of, because you're just taking a drink, but you might not realize, ooh, I'm drinking some calories here. So focus on the water. Another thing that I think is important, no matter what kind of diet you're eating, whether you're eating a junk food diet or a whole foods diet, I think it's important to really focus on stopping when you're full. Eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. You know, we can be eating all the right foods, we can be eating great healthy fats and organic vegetables and all the things that we feel are the right things to be eating, but if we're eating too much of them, we are not going to maintain a healthy weight. And so it's just important to have self-control and just understanding your body and knowing, wow, I'm hungry now, I should eat, or I'm full now, I should stop. And I think portion control is a huge thing that we need to get our brains wrapped around so that we can maintain a healthy weight. Something that I do, and this is just me, I know not everyone is the same when it comes to how they prefer to eat, but I just prefer to eat smaller amounts several times during the day. I am kind of one of the people who eat 6 times a day, small portions each time. That just works well for me. I don't really enjoy eating huge amounts at once, and I feel like for me it's better for my metabolism and for my body to just eat less at a time, but eat more often. So I don't know if that's just something that works for me or if that's something I should recommend for everyone, but if you want to try that, then that might be something that could work for you too. I would say focus on eating real food, and in particular lots of fruits and vegetables. I think that it's very important that we're eating a good, well-balanced diet, and fruits and vegetables are something that I think we often get the least of when we really need the most of. So focus on eating several servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and wow, you're just going to get so many great nutrients in there, and so your calories are really going to count when you do that. And then the last thing I'll recommend is exercise. Exercise is a huge part of maintaining a healthy weight or getting down to your ideal weight. Not all of us enjoy exercise. I'll be the first to admit that that is not one of my most favorite things. And I don't think that was good grammar right there. I said most favorite, but it just isn't one of my most favorite things. So I have had to just make myself be disciplined to exercise. I try to exercise 3 times a week and for about 20 minutes each time. It's doable, and I have found a source of exercise that I enjoy. I enjoy the Rebounder, which is like a little mini trampoline. And I find that it's very easy on my knees and on my shins, and it just feels good. So now that I'm getting more into a routine of that, I actually crave it and find that that definitely helps me to maintain a healthy weight. So exercise is probably, you know, I should have probably mentioned that right at the beginning, because I think that's very key for helping to find overall health while you're eating well and cutting out things that you shouldn't be eating and working to eat the things that you should. It's really great if you can be exercising right along with that, just to help your overall body balance and overall health. So those would be my recommendations for losing weight or maintaining a healthy weight. If you have any other things to add, I would love for you to add those in the comment section of this post that goes along with this podcast, so that we can all kind of learn from each other, learn what works. And especially if you're someone that has just had a baby and has just recently been working to lose baby weight, or if you haven't had a baby but you've just recently worked to lose some weight, share with us what worked for you and how that went. It's great to learn from each other and just really sharpen each other and grow from each other's experiences. So just hopefully you will share that with us. And I now am going to sign off for today. I want to encourage you to love on your husbands, thoroughly enjoy your children, take joy in your life as a heavenly homemaker.